Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. You can enjoy the features that we have there completely free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So, for instance, when you look at the main page, you see the main column, all of that stuff there has been created by listeners just like you. So as you're surfing around the web, you see something that you think is particularly interesting that you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it to the website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, the most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Now, as has been mentioned throughout the week this week, Free Talk Live is live. All throughout the holidays. So we're here now tonight, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. We're going to be here. Our Sunday crew is going to be here on Sunday. So all throughout the holidays, you can stick with Free Talk Live. Get involved if you would like. And I say good evening to JJ. Hello, sir.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Oh, good, man. Thanks for coming in tonight. I'm sorry to have to drag you away from the festivities that are happening in Keene here
tonight. I have a feeling that those Festivus activities are going to be joining us in the studio from time to time.
Yeah, so there's a big Festivus party going on up this way with all kinds of liberty-loving, free state types hanging out, which is cool because it's nice when we talk a lot about the Free State Project, just to kind of go off on a little tangent, and then we'll tell you about all the bad news, like the TSA stuff that's going on.
Right, right.
But we talk a lot about the Free State Project on this program, which, of course, is people who love freedom coming together to the same place in order to get active for liberty. And one of the tough parts about doing that is, well, a lot of people are leaving their friends and their family behind.
Yes.
Because it's pretty rare that you come across people who have the kind of dedication to freedom that it takes to actually be able to pick up and move somewhere. And it's rare that there are other people in your family who have the same level of excitement
conviction
for that idea.
Yes. Yes. I think it's also that a lot of people that move here are individualistic, are very, very much set in their own ways, and they tend to gravitate towards like-minded people like anyone else. So it's the sense of community definitely takes a hold here, and people come together, especially around the holidays, and just sort of create our new family, if you will.
Yeah, it is like a chosen family, and I think it's really cool what some people are doing here. For instance, during Thanksgiving, there was at least one Thanksgiving dinner
that was
just kind of open to Free Staters to come to and liberty activists to come and attend. And that means, you know, not everybody can afford to go back to where the family is, or the family can't necessarily afford to come to where you are every year for that sort of thing. So getting people together, the community of activists together, is a really important thing. So that's going on tonight, and I think it's going to be going on tomorrow night. And then Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is doing Meatmas on Christmas Day, which is shaping up to be an incredibly huge event.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know Osborne. You know, it's going to have to be a huge event.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, he just moved up to New Hampshire not maybe 2 months ago, so he's brand new in the state.
That's a win for New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. So our number here tonight is the same as it always is, 800-259-9231. Coming up, JJ is going to share with us some news about a pilot who, I guess, rattled the TSA TSA's feathers, and now they are coming after him. We'll explain what's going on there. Some other TSA-related news. I heard that today was the We Won't Fly Day.
That's right. It was the second opt-out day in which...
Are there protests going on?
I believe there are protests, but they're much more minor.
Than the first. I hadn't heard as much buzz about this one, so I don't know what
right.
happened.
I think it's definitely muted in a sense compared to the last one, but at the same time, a lot of people are just simply opting out of flying altogether.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of stories where individuals are choosing either to drive or they're just choosing to stay home. And, you know, that's from an economic standpoint, with so many problems with people and their debt and finances, maybe it's a wiser choice to save that money and maybe pay down some debt and sort of get free before the coming economics.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame anybody for that at all.
Right.
And you're right, that is affecting things. In fact, we'll talk more about one of the things the economy and TSA crackdowns are affecting is the upcoming Liberty Forum, and I'm a little concerned about it, so we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Let's talk first to Stephen in Washington. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey there, Ian and JJ. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
Well, you know, I've been, today I had a big project at work, and it was sort of monotonous work, and it gave me a chance to sort of, you know, think about stuff. You know, we read all these books and articles, and we listen to these podcasts and stuff, so I was just kind of reflecting on that. And, you know, I have some family members who are starting to get it, but they're still at the point where, for example, they'll complain long and loud about waste, fraud, and abuse in government. Waste, fraud, and abuse. Oh, yeah, for example, there's this new story out where the government is spending $3 million so that researchers at University of California, Irvine, can play World of Warcraft.
You know, Stephen, if we just elect the right people, they will cut that waste down. Is that what you're hearing?
Yep. Well, it's kind of like that, but the point that they're missing, and it's a massive point, and it's, in fact, it's Harry Brown's point. It's the point that got me into this whole thing in the first place. Government is force. Ian, I know you're a Harry Brown guy from way back when.
Yep.
You've heard that a million times from Harry Brown. So did I. Government is force. That's the problem. It's not waste, fraud, and abuse. Waste, fraud, and abuse is just a symptom of the problem.
Absolutely.
The problem is that government is violence. Government is force. You know, and there's that old proverb that says, someone convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Yep.
You know, you can't force people to act in a way that you want them to act, and that's all government has. I mean, I would offer a challenge to your listeners. I know it's not Saturday night, it's a slower night, but a challenge to your listeners, if any of your listeners can call in and name one single thing that government has ever done that didn't involve force. I'd just love to hear it. I'd love to hear him try.
Well, that's an interesting question. Because, I mean, clearly there are people who are in government that might have done things on their own volition, like gone and volunteered for a local charity on their own personal choice. But I guess, how would you define government doing something? Because government is just people, right? But government
right,
is just men and women using force to do business.
In terms of like a government program, right? I mean, I know like the Marines hand out toys and things like that. Obviously, I'm not talking about anything like that.
So your question then would be specifically, is there a government program that isn't funded by force?
Sure, yeah. That doesn't have at its very core violence or a threat of violence or theft by coercion or theft by stealth, you know, something like that.
Well, I think every program needs to be paid for. The bureaucrats that enforce the program or that regulate the program or that just simply handle the paperwork, they need to get paid. So I think by that very definition, every program is susceptible to that force problem.
Okay, well, how about, I think I might have one for you. How about the water department?
The water department.
Okay, well, that's paid by use. So based on your meter reading, you get a bill based on usage. So that would be more...
If I don't pay for it, they're going to shut it off. Yeah, so it's one of the least objectionable government departments. I mean, we're still subject to their monopoly. It's not like you can go and sign up to a competing water provider, at least it's going to pipe it to your home. You could certainly, you know, call a Culligan man and have 5-gallon water bottles delivered to you, and you could maybe use that as your water. So there are alternatives. But, you know, then you still get into, even with the water department, you still get into a little bit of a brown area or dark area because, for instance, I've heard that here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this program, that you can't build a well in the city, within the city limits, without some kind of, you know, begging from the government. Therefore, they would be threatening you with force for not building the well. Essentially, it's my understanding that if you build a home in the city limits, that you have to have it hooked up to the water grid, the city's water grid, or else, right? So there's some force involved there, but if they didn't have those regulations, then I would say the water department would be a department that... Well, of course, then again, I don't know what their budget is, right? Maybe their budget is augmented by some tax dollars. Maybe maybe they're not able to meet their budget fully with the money that they're collecting from their clients, and they are actually collecting taxes to supplement the budget. That's a possibility, too, but there's an answer.
I think it has to do with it being local. I think as you get farther away from the city and township that you live in, you'll have more and more regulation, more and more force.
That's a good point. So maybe you could rephrase the question, Steve. What about federal government programs? Are there any essentially funded federal programs. That would be a little more difficult to ascertain.
Indeed.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the show.
Festivus.
Right. One night, one of two, actually. They're doing a dual night Festivus here in the Keene area, the activists are. In fact, we were telling you a little bit ago about the Free State Project. It is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all focusing on the same place. New Hampshire was a place that was chosen. That's why you and I are here, JJ.
Indeed.
It's because of the Free State Project. And it's been a great time. And you're old school. You go back for like 3 years now, right?
A little over 3 years now.
Yeah, and I've been here for four, and it's been great. And hasn't it grown quite a bit?
Oh, it's just amazing to see it. I mean, we talk about when we meet some of the new people, we say that our first social Sunday was 8 people if on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regularly it was 6, 7, 8 people. And now it's grown to the point where we had 2 locations. You know, it's just continuing to amaze me. And I just keep getting excited with the new activists, the new ideas they bring. And it's just their input, how they change it, because this is a constantly evolving culture we're creating and society.
It's great, too. It's also seeing more people coming from different age ranges as well. In the very beginning, it was a select group of very, very early movers.
Single men, mostly.
Yeah, and of different age ranges. And now, I was just over at the Festivus party, it's packed full of people, you know, I would say between the age of 20 and 35. I mean, the kind of the Gen X slash early, or I guess late Gen Y portion has expanded. And,
right.
And that's good,
and
too.
More families, too, which is critical, I think, to establishing a good foundation to any sort of community.
Yep, we're seeing families and couples showing up now, which is great. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement and learn about the Liberty Forum. I don't know if I'm privy to say this about it, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I think that a sense of urgency needs to be created. The Liberty Forum is in trouble.
How so?
Well, I don't know what the numbers are, but I understand that sign-ups are down as of right now.
Hmm.
And I think the people that are putting it together at the Free State Project are hoping to see more sign-ups or sooner rather than later.
Hmm.
I know the early bird discount is available now over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can learn more about the event. It's happening in late February.
I didn't go to the first two. Okay, I came here and I went to all the pork fests,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't go to the first two Liberty Forums. I was like, oh, I don't like listening to people speak. I'm not a political person, and I don't want to hear any sort of campaign speeches and blah blah blah. But I went to this latest one, and let me tell you, it was just amazing. All the different people that I interacted with, and all the different ideas that we talked about, and then the civil dis at the Nashua Commons was just
was
crazy,
record setting.
It was, and to be a part of that, it just gave me such a good feeling. When I left the Liberty Forum and I went back to Keene, definitely recharge the batteries, and I recommend anyone, if you're going to come and visit either Liberty Forum or Pork Fest, but if you can do them both.
Do them both if you can. And I think one of the things that's factoring in here, something you touched on earlier, was two of the things, you've got the economy. People
yep.
are having a tougher time. They're scaling back. And while the Liberty Forum certainly attracts its share of participants from within New Hampshire, the big appeal of it is to bring people in from outside of New Hampshire to kind of show off the movement, to bring people together who are of a liberty mindset, hundreds of them in the same hotel all at the same time, and, you know, brainstorm and socialize and go to panel discussions and keynote speeches, and it's a kind of a convention style atmosphere.
Definitely.
But it's also a lot more fun than the average convention.
It also covers a lot more different areas than a lot of conventions are very focused. If you go to a software convention, obviously you're going to hear a lot of talk about Microsoft or Linux or Unix or whatever the focus is. But with this sort of convention, you cover such a broad range between the political, there's civil dis talk, there's talk about preparing for a bug out bag. I remember watching the YouTube video of that
mm-hmm.
guy. There's also people who talk about using safely using firearms. There's also talk about the different methods for outreach, creating pamphlets or media itself.
Not and then to mention some great after-hours parties, too.
Oh, the parties are just
really incredible.
Off the hook, if you will.
So I want to make sure this happens this year, so we're going to start talking about it more often on Free Talk Live. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get a clue as to what's going on there. Naomi Wolf is the keynote speaker for the event, and that's a big name, so I'm pretty excited about getting to meet her. And then Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, who came out against, while he was still in office, came out against the war on drugs, and is a big time proponent of
ending prohibition. He definitely has a lot of support here in the Free State, so I think he'll do successfully. But it's sort of, as you said, bringing other people into the Free State and showing them our wares, so to speak.
So the other factor is that the TSA I mean, if you if people had flown to the last Liberty Forum that they attended, maybe they're less inclined to fly now. If you're over in California, you may not want to make a long journey across the country by car. Or, so that might be holding people back, or maybe they're just waiting to buy tickets.
Well, those people that are on the fence about that TSA thing, I would encourage you to fly out here if you have to fly. Obviously, if you can drive, if you can do that. More power to you to do that.
Well, the Manchester Airport doesn't have the body scanners for whatever that's worth.
Right. Well, the idea, though, is that when you leave, you know, at least you know a bunch of people here in New Hampshire. You have there's a support network. So if you were ever going to do any sort of non-consenting or sort of, I guess, refusing, you know, this is the place to do it. If you're going
to do politics, this is the place to do it, too. I mean, the political scene is so much better here. And there's always talk about these things at the Liberty Forum. I just want to make sure you get the website. Jordan Page, apparently he's really hot on the music scene within the Liberty movement. He's going to be performing there, too. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get your hotel room. You want to make sure you get the hotel rooms in the hotel. It's always most convenient, especially if you're going to take part in the partying afterwards. Just go up to your hotel room.
It is definitely something that you will tell people about and they won't believe you because it is that it's crazy, but it's crazy fun. It's not crazy scary or anything like that, but it's one of those things where you just, it's mind-boggling how exciting and engrossing it is to be a part of it.
So I think we're going to get the organizer of the Liberty Forum on here at some point, talk to him about what's going on this year. But right now, there's some of the speakers have already been announced. There's details on the hotel and travel, and you can get registered. Get in now. Get the early bird discount over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Brian is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Well, a couple of things. One, I just wanted to wish you guys a fantastic Festivus and extend that out to all your listeners.
Oh, you too, Brian.
Whatever that may be. I don't know if fantastic is the right
word. It's whatever we want it to be.
It is. Isn't that great? The other thing is, one of the big things in the news this week was the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I am inclined to say, you know, that's a great thing. I mean, it's a great thing to see any kind of discrimination rolled back. However, I am in a bit of a quandary here, and I would hope that you or maybe your listeners might help me out with this.
All right, go ahead.
Do you extend kudos to the administration and the government for doing the right thing? I mean, you see what I'm saying here? It's like this is a great wrong that was actually finally corrected. But on the other hand, is applauding that? Is that an act of condoning the welfare warfare state?
That's a good question. There is certainly a moral gray area here, and we'll come back and discuss it here in a moment. If you want to hang on, you're welcome to, Brian Moore. In a moment, we'll talk about this. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also, also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. And there's the Shrine of Female Listeners is one of the many features there. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. You'll see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine there at shrine.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. We'll talk a little more about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell here in a moment, but I want to make sure you know about SACL CAI. Jason Osborne, we mentioned him earlier. He has moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and he's the guy behind SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. And I believe Brian is still with us in Texas. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, you'd asked the question before we had to go to break there. You asked about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell being repealed, which, how do you approach that as somebody who is a lover of freedom? How do you come at that particular issue? That was pretty much your question?
Exactly. Because I really do feel like any kind of discrimination is a positive thing. However, I've got really huge moral, a huge moral quandary about extending any kind of, you know, kudos or congratulations to the House of Representatives or the Senate or the President, regardless of who they may be or what party that might be.
Right,
part
right,
of,
Brian.
For doing such a thing. So I would like to hear what other people have to say about that.
Also, I think you definitely hit on a point in that they're doing something that they should have been doing anyway. For one point, so you shouldn't congratulate someone for doing the right thing.
And you're former military, by the way.
Right, yeah.
Current, actually.
Well, I mean, JJ was former. I didn't know you were current.
Days. For another 15 days, I'm active duty.
Gotcha.
And then you're out?
Yep.
Awesome.
So, I didn't even interrupt
well,
you.
Well, the idea I was thinking is that I kind of like limiting the number of people we can send overseas to kill other people. Just from the liberty standpoint, if we can, you know, reduce the size or the actual, you know, cross-section of society that can apply for the army, that's a good thing because that's less people with guns trying to
force.
Yeah,
but is it really going to reduce? I mean, is it really going to dramatically increase that?
Well,
because the people that were gay that wanted to go in could still go in. They just had to keep quiet about their sexuality.
Okay, here's the idea that I've seen since this is taken. You know, not taking effect, but it's been passed and people are talking about. You have a lot of gay people who are now excited to join the military because they can.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And I don't really like that phenomenon. I understand you should be proud of the fact that it's not bad to be gay and in the military, but you shouldn't just run out and toss on a BDU and start running around with a rifle.
Because killing
right.
is wrong.
Can I interject something here?
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that. And I can appreciate your argument because I'm thinking, you know, God, when I get out of the Army, if there's anything I can do, if I can convince one person to not join the Army, then I'm going to be a happy person, okay? Don't do what I did.
Right.
That's what I'm getting at. But on
sure.
the other hand, you know, let's change the terms here a little bit and see if the argument still applies. Would it be a good thing? Would it be a strive toward liberty if we were to go back towards saying, hey, black people or women couldn't join the military?
No, this is in no way a stride toward liberty. The fact that they're allowing gay people to openly join the military is not in any way a stride toward liberty, nor is it a stride away from liberty. It's just a modification of the state. It's just a change to how they operate their rules. And I would say the best way to answer the question would be to caveat, you know, to say, on one hand, I can appreciate that the government, if they're going to exist, will allow people equally to participate within it. On the other hand, I don't support the military, and I think that it's a shame that more people are going to join to be paid killers now. So
right,
I think there's nothing wrong with
there
it's not an either
great,
or kind of situation.
Got a great point.
Yes,
great point.
It's not an either or situation. It deserves the qualification.
I think if they were across the board taking care of this gay rights situation, then it'd be a different story. You know, but they're just focusing on one little aspect, one facet, whereas we still have the gay marriage issue, health care and civil unions for partners, that sort of stuff.
Which are a lot bigger of an issue,
right.
To me, the ability to
choose your partner.
Really,
yes.
Are they? Because you know, they're, when you broaden the issue, then what you get into is the whole, and appropriately so, that there are such a thing as group rights. You know, you mentioned gay rights. You know, does such a thing exist?
I'm talking about like that from a conversation standpoint. What I'm trying to say is if they brought the gays up to the same level as everybody else, you know, if they gave gays the same rights as everyone else instead of special rights, that's what I'm trying to say is, if they allowed people who you know, want a same-sex partner to marry that person, to join the military, to have all the other benefits that come with being an adult in our society, sad to say, then it would be something different. But this one little issue is peeing in the wind, so to speak.
It's certainly on the scale of things that they could do to lower the discrimination against gay people. It's on the lower end of the scale. So I say it's worth acknowledging and saying, okay, well, from the perspective of government, being fair, they've made the right choice in that area. But from the perspective of liberty, they haven't done anything to advance liberty. In fact, they're making it worse. And as far as the term rights is concerned, we're really not talking about rights here. We're talking about privileges. We're talking about government.
Oh, such a good point.
Right. We're talking about government-granted privileges here because when it comes to the marriage issue, I can go out and get married without asking permission to do so.
Certainly.
The only thing that the government is preventing me from doing so is getting a marriage license if I'm a gay man.
And that license is needed in order to transfer certain benefits from one to another.
And that's one of the big problems with it not being possible for them to do that. I don't support government marriage myself.
Yes, get rid of the licenses.
Right, just like I don't support the military, but I understand that in today's world, for instance, if you want to go to the hospital and you're gay and you have a partner who's in the hospital, you may not be allowed in, depending on how stickler they're being for whatever their rules are, but they may say, well, you can only come in if you're family or a spouse. Well, I am his spouse. Well, you're not. Where's your license, your marriage license? Well, I don't have that. We didn't get married in that way.
Exactly.
So it effectively restricts people from being able to be family. I mean, and that's a problem. So from that perspective, having gay marriage is a very valuable thing, but from the liberty perspective, government marriage existing is the problem. So abolishing government marriage would solve all of these
issues.
Right.
Having government restrictions on when you get to the bigger issue, having the military in the first place, having a federal military is the problem, and
yes.
having federal qualifications based on I don't know whether it's sex or race or religion or sexual identity or whatever. That's the problem. So it's like, if we focus in too narrowly and say, oh, wow, this is a great thing, allowing homosexuals to serve openly in the military. Yes, that's great, but we're ignoring the larger issue of, wait a minute here, aren't we just perpetuating the welfare warfare state?
Right.
Aren't
that's
we just
the whole
sending more young
branches.
Men and women into the meat grinder?
I think you're right. Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
you're
from you.
I'm never going to go to some guy, hey, thanks for not beating your wife today. That's it's foolish. If someone's doing something wrong, you don't thank them for stopping doing that wrong thing. You expect them to stop it. It's just a normal course of life.
So just because gays can openly join the military doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, right? I mean, for instance, women have a much larger role, an active role in military service today than they used
to.
They
do. It has grown.
And I'm just speculating here. You've been in the military, JJ.
Right.
What branch was it?
I was in the Army.
The Army. I would just speculate to say that there's probably some misogyny going on among the ranks of the men in the
there,
military.
There is, it is, but it's also part of the locker room phenomenon. You understand what I mean? When you get a bunch of guys together and they create this brotherhood, there's a certain way they carry themselves. And misogyny.
And how is that going to transfer over to the gay guys that are coming in now?
They're just going to have to suffer, get called names. It's just how guys are.
Why would anybody want to join this organization? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find the features on the site are free. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit virtually anything you see there on the wiki at freetalklive.com, so do head over and enjoy that. It's one of the many features that we have there for you. Also, how soon do you want to start teaching that special child that you know about the ideas of liberty? Well, you need to know about the Island Called Liberty, or An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book for children, and Mark reads it to Jack all the time. In fact, it's my understanding Jack constantly is bringing it to Mark to have him read to him. It's a little bit like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. Will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. You'll get a 10% discount if you use the coupon code FTL at checkout. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. That's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. That's freemarketunderdog.com. As we continue with your phone calls, your thoughts are welcome. Christmas Eve Eve edition here with Ian and JJ as we go to Tristan in Australia. Tristan, I guess it's Christmas Eve where you are right now, yes?
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. by now. So,
welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight or today?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit. I'm down with all the libertarian ideas of sound money and not using force to achieve political means, mm-hmm. like taxation, such like that. But I'm really interested in your thoughts on non-interventionist foreign policy. At what point do you declare war? And what point does the United States declare war, I should say?
Well, I don't think the United States should exist. I mean, I don't believe in the idea of nations in the first place. JJ, I don't know how you feel on that.
I'm the same way, but I think to be realistic, there is going to be some sort of defense force, if you will. Now, most of the time there would be militias where people would take up arms and defend their community if necessary. But I think what you're talking about is something on a larger scale.
Well, the declaration of war is essentially a state phenomenon. Otherwise, what you're talking about, JJ, would be if somebody attacks you, you just defend yourself, whether it be by yourself or with your neighbors or with a militia or with a private protection agency.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that people are going to want, in any case, or they're going to ingrain through their training, their indoctrination, they're going to want a military force backing them up, so to speak, with the world the way it is. They're going to feel safer at night if there's an army for some reason, instead of realizing that that is actually costing them and putting them into danger by being a threat to other countries and instigating violence in other countries. I think as far as your question is concerned, if there's something going on, you know, well outside the borders of the United States, then there would be no real reason to declare war.
I wouldn't support it in any shape. The way you think of war, the term war, is like it's open season. If some country, some government attacks another plot of land that is not considered under their government, then the government that is attacked may declare war at that point, and then it's on, right? Then the government's been attacked can then send planes and bombers and things like that over to that other country and attack them. If there was some sort of private military, I would not support the idea of retaliatory strikes. And so if that would have been their policy as a business, I wouldn't be interested in that. I could see maybe supporting some kind of a defense system, but all I would be interested in would be the repelling of an attack. I wouldn't be interested in retaliation.
I think more the strategic resources sort of retaliation is kind of what we're heading towards in this discussion is if our oil source is in jeopardy of being, you know, taken over or whatever.
When you say our oil source, do you mean like a company's oil source? Or
Right. That's sort of what I mean. Where the oil that ends up in the United States gas stations comes from.
Well, that should be their responsibility.
Yes, I'm not saying that that's a valid excuse for war, but yeah. I'm saying that that would be the pretext needed for some sort of action intervention by a private entity or whatever exists at that point.
Tristan, have we answered your question?
Just another follow-up. At what point in World War II would you say the United States, if anything, got into that war?
It's important to remember that World War II probably wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the United States getting involved in World War I. And also important to point out that Woodrow Wilson was reelected on the promise of keeping the United States out of war. He broke his promise and then got the U.S. into war and tipped the scales and basically ousted the, was it the Chancellor at the time of Germany? And then kind of essentially paved the way for Hitler to take over. So
that World War II wouldn't have existed without American involvement in World War I.
That's my suggestion, yeah. So I believe firmly in non-intervention. And I don't, again, I can't support anything that the U.S. military does because they're supported by coercion. If people want to support a side in a conflict, I think they should be free to do that. If people want to join a side in a conflict, I think they should be free to do that. If people want to, you know, add another side to a conflict, that's their business. I don't support that. I do whatever I can to avoid conflict. And if conflict comes, I think that it needs to be ended. And and again the force repelled, but to just continue on with the violence, that's what governments do, and I can't support that.
I think if the country was independent, and by that I mean that it could sustain itself without resources being brought in massive quantities. I mean, if they were small resources here and there, it'd be a different story. But if the country was independent where it didn't need to have so many support structures in other countries, then I think the country would be a lot stronger, a lot more independent, and it wouldn't be necessarily inclined to go to war over just about anything. A lot of people just don't like the idea of killing other people unless there is some propaganda force behind convincing them of an idea that this attack has to happen.
That's what they had to do for World War II. I mean, they had to essentially wrangle the Japanese into attacking them. It was Roosevelt who wanted that to happen because he knew that the American people were less than inclined to get behind a war effort unless
Yeah, especially after the atrocities of World War One.
Right, unless they could point to something and say, look, see, we've been attacked and we need to strike back. And, of course, it worked brilliantly. His plan worked very well. So, so the answer is I don't think that, in a free market world where we have these various defense agencies, there would be any kind of declaration of war. It would just be a decision on the part of the people that are providing defense services. Whatever we're talking about, whether it be some sort of military defense or private police-style defense or militias, it would just be their decision, their choice to get involved in a conflict or not. And there would be various different factors that would be involved in them making that decision. What do their customers want them to do? How far do their customers want them to go? That kind of thing.
Yeah, because throughout the last 60 years, pretty much every Western nation under the United States Empire has pretty much neglected their military compared to U-boats. So,
they've neglected their military to what? I'm sorry.
Neglected their military in favor of social programs like welfare.
I see. You mean they've let the U.S. pick up the slack for their militaries?
Yeah, pretty much. NATO is a perfect example where the United States military is just the force, and everything else would practically fold in an event of an invasion.
That sounds wonderful to me. I mean, if the U.S. military goes down, that there isn't much to speak of as far as other militaries in the world. So that sounds like a good thing.
War is a tool of the state. It is a tool of control used by the state, and there's no two ways about it. A group of people has a dispute. They usually come to terms and negotiations. Because both parties will benefit from negotiations,
right,
whereas only one party benefits from war, and they don't even benefit that much because of the casualties on both sides and the cost and loss and blood and treasure.
That's a great observation. The state wants war. The state perpetuates war because it benefits them. They get more power.
Yes.
They get to create new programs. They get to reward their buddies in industry, the military-industrial complex, and they get to print out as much money as they want to go to the war. So they are very interested in war and propagating that idea. Whereas in the marketplace, the incentives are the reverse. The companies or organizations, or however they'll be organized, these defense organizations, will not be interested in just warring eternally. If there's an attack, they're going to want to repel it. They're going to want to make sure that attack doesn't come again. And that's going to be it. They're going to want to be done with their involvement as quickly as possible to minimize the costs involved.
Exactly. They're going to make more profit in peacetime than they will in wartime. And I think that's the
great
critical
point.
That's a critical point to understand, is that the government doesn't care about profits. They don't care about spending your money wisely. They don't care about any of that because it's all disposable to them. They can print more. And nearly every war that's been fought has been fought through inflation.
Sure enough. Tristan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your thoughts. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.